Once again, we begin with sitting here in our preferred posture, bringing attention to our bodies, establishing a physical foundation for practice by checking to see if we can sit comfortably in this posture with minimal movements. And just as we rest the body on our sitting space, we let the mind rest on the body. Based on this embodied presence of the mind, we now continue with the instructions for the preliminaries and four tetrads of mindfulness of breathing. Having established our physical foundation, we take a few moments to establish our mental foundation. Setting aside for now our worries, concerns, plans and responsibilities, thoughts of past and future. Working with any hindrances that are present. And then taking a moment to appreciate the wholesome and pleasant nature of a mind temporarily freed of the hindrances. We finish off establishing our foundations for practice by taking a moment or two to form our motivation, our intention, our aspiration for this period of practice, perhaps including a wish that it would benefit others. Returning attention to the body, we move our attention up the spine from the bottom to the top, gently stretching while relaxing and aligning. Bringing the mind straight into the present moment. Mindfully meeting the mind as it is, we bring mindfulness to the forefront. Taking a moment to notice and perhaps savor the experience of the mind when mindfulness is predominant. And turning this mindfulness to the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Having a clear experience of breathing in and breathing out, we move to the first two steps. Breathing in long, one understands, I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one understands, I breathe out long. Breathing in short, one understands, I breathe in short. Breathing out short, one understands, I breathe out short. Perhaps taking one or a few intentional long breaths here. And as we rest in this experience of breathing in and breathing out, bringing investigation or curiosity to this experience. giving attention to in-breaths and out-breaths from their beginning through their middle to their end. In this way, allowing the breath to reveal its length to us, breath by breath. Long or short. And when we've worked with this, until we experience a continuity of connection with breathing in and breathing out, while knowing long or short, and when we feel ready, we shift attention to the field of the whole physical body. Now the whole body becomes our primary focus of attention, mindfully experiencing the whole physical body, and knowing breathing in and out shifts to the background or periphery of attention. In this way, one trains, experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe out. Just experiencing the whole body while breathing in and breathing out. As we watch the bodily activities without reactivity towards them, sooner or later the bodily activities naturally begin to calm. In this way, one trains, calming bodily activities, I shall breathe in. One trains, calming bodily activities, I shall breathe out. Maybe breath becomes calmer. Maybe body becomes more relaxed and calm. Maybe peaceful. Perhaps feeling no need to move at all. Being physically at ease. At some point, when it feels appropriate, turning attention to the feeling tone that accompanies this calming of bodily activities. It may be subtle. It may be strong. When you notice a pleasantness, turning your attention to that. In this way, one trains. Experiencing piti, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing piti, I shall breathe out. Allowing the pleasantness, the piti, to bloom in whatever way, to whatever extent that it does. Experiencing piti, while at the same time continuing to know in-breathing and out-breathing in the background or periphery of awareness. Whether the PT fades away or return attention away from it. Now we turn attention to happiness, the happiness of contentment. In this way, one trains. Experiencing happiness, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing happiness, I shall breathe out. Even if there was no piti, if we can meet that as the way that it is, then this is an expression of contentment. The happiness of contentment is possible. Just experiencing happiness while breathing in and breathing out in the background or periphery of attention. Just as we allowed the breath to move into the background, now we allow this pleasantness to move to the background, revealing open space in the foreground. Open space in which mental activity manifests in whatever way that it does. Experiencing this mental activity simply as mental activity, coming and going in this spacious awareness. Stepping back from naming, stepping back from content, not getting entangled in it, knowing it simply as mental activity arising, perhaps persisting, passing away, while knowing breathing in and breathing out, in the background or periphery of attention. In this way, one trains, experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe out. Noticing when we start inclining towards grasping, pushing away, or identifying with. Perhaps by noticing the pleasantness of being present fading away, or noticing when the unpleasantness of contracting begins to be felt. Using the change in feeling tone as a signal to step back, to let go of the content, to step back to just experiencing it as mental activity, coming and going within the spaciousness of the mind, while still knowing breathing in and breathing out in the background or periphery. The more we're able to be present with mental activity without reactivity to it, the more the mental activity begins to calm down. In this way, one trains, calming mental activity, I shall breathe in. One trains, calming mental activity, I shall breathe out. Allowing the mind to naturally become more quiet, calm, unagitated. As the thoughts and other forms of mental activity arise less and less frequently, turning our attention to what remains in the gap between one mental activity ceasing and the next arising. What remains is the mind. settling attention primarily on this still, quiet, knowing quality of mind. Letting any remaining mental activity shift further into the background. In this way, one trains, experiencing the mind I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing the mind I shall breathe out. The mind knowing its own knowing, knowing its receptivity, knowing its clarity and purity, while still knowing, breathing in and breathing out in the background. At some point, when it seems appropriate, slightly turning attention to the pleasantness of experiencing the mind as such. In this way, one trains, gladdening the mind I shall breathe in. One trains, gladdening the mind I shall breathe out. Just noticing the pleasantness. Profoundly still and quiet. The gladness of the still mind as such. Even as we're also knowing in the background, breathing in and breathing out. In this still, quiet, and pleasant mind, a happy mind naturally becomes more collected, more unified, more stable within itself, more concentrated. In this way, one trains, concentrating the mind I shall breathe in. One trains, concentrating the mind I shall breathe out. experiencing the mind collect naturally, without a trace of effort or strain. A coming together, as if our whole experience is held in a gentle, loving embrace, so that the mind's usual fragmentation vanishes. A mind inclined to stay with the happiness within itself, rather than going out seeking happiness elsewhere. With this pure, clear, collected mind, one trains, liberating the mind, I shall breathe in. One trains, liberating the mind, I shall breathe out. If this stable, collected mind is inclined to go deeper into concentration, we let it go deeper by liberating it from any sense of control or interfering. When the mind has come up again, or if it wasn't inclined to go deeper, now liberating it from any sense of selfing, any sense of I am, of me or mine. Mindfully recognizing the selfing, stepping back from it, dropping the burden of selfing, letting it go, letting it fade away. Experiencing the mind empty of selfing. Resting in this liberated mind with equipoise. A well-balanced mind. And when it feels appropriate, turning this balanced, liberated mind to contemplating impermanence. one trains. Contemplating impermanence, I shall breathe in. One trains. Contemplating impermanence, I shall breathe out. You can closely examine and observe the changing nature of whatever you encounter. Whatever is helpful to give attention to. But for now, we'll use the breath for this training. Bringing the breath a little more to the forefront so that we can discern the arising, persisting while changing, and ceasing of the in-breath and the out-breath. Not manipulating the breath in any way, just examining and observing the natural breath in order to notice the arising, the persisting while changing, and the ceasing. Just as though we were standing on the bank of a river, noticing the constantly changing flow of the water. Water coming into view, water remaining in view while flowing on, water passing out of view, arising, persisting while changing, ceasing. And when it feels appropriate, turning attention to fading away and ceasing. In this way, one trains, contemplating fading away and dispassion, I shall breathe in. One trains, contemplating fading away and dispassion, I shall breathe out. So now you give less attention to the arising, the beginning of each in-breath and out-breath, and more attention to the persisting while changing and ceasing. You may still be aware of the arising, even while giving more attention to the persisting and ceasing. That's okay. It's just as though we moved to a bridge over the river, facing downstream, and watching the water being there but flowing away, there but flowing away, persisting while changing and ceasing. eventually adjusting attention a little more by turning to just the ceasing. In this way, one trains. Contemplating cessation, I shall breathe in. One trains. Contemplating cessation, I shall breathe out. We give more attention to the ending, the ceasing, the passing away of each in-breath and each out-breath. Just as though we went to the other side of the bridge and looked straight down into the water, noticing it passing out of sight, passing out of sight, passing out of sight, moment after moment after moment, ceasing, ceasing, ceasing. The more we become at ease with being present with the endings, the ceasings, the vanishings, the easier it becomes to let go of what we can't hold on to anyway. In this way, one trains, contemplating letting go, I shall breathe in. One trains. Contemplating letting go, I shall breathe out. Now, just turning attention to the gap between in-breaths and out-breaths. The gap between out-breaths and in-breaths. It's as though we were letting go into the gap, abiding in that gap. Perhaps just waiting for the next breath to come naturally on its own. Not controlling, not trying to retain the breath until the next one comes. Just relaxing into the gap, letting the next in-breath or out-breath come on its own. It's as though, having watched the water flowing, 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 we now plunge in and abide in the stream. Abiding in the stream, resting in the present moment. This moment, this moment. This moment. If at some point it feels appropriate, maybe we've done this as much as we can. Maybe we just feel ready to move on. We might take this well-developed and balanced mind to one or another of the previous tetrads, then working through that. And then to another, if we wish. But at the end of the meditation, it would be good to come back to this fourth tetrad, moving once again, even if briefly, through impermanence, fading away dispassion, cessation, and letting go. Please continue practicing in this way.